Hello, it's the 14th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Candidates running for Mayor of Bedford have offered comments on the East-West Rail project connecting Oxford to Cambridge through Bedford. Dave Hodgson, the current incumbent and Liberal Democrat, said they need to protect houses and from day one be carbon neutral and electric. Tom Wootton, the Conservative candidate, believes there's no business case or justification. Sakib Ali for Labour thinks that Bedford residents should be heard on the final route and that all trains should be electrified. Adrian Spurrell from the Green Party is against home demolition and trusts that more creative solutions can be found. A decision on the final route is not expected until after the mayoral elections on the 4th of May. The investigation into the explosion at a property on Loring Road in Sharnbrook has been turned over to the BCH Major Crime Unit, who are implementing resources provided by UK counter-terrorism. Neighbouring residents, previously evacuated, have now been permitted to return to their homes. Local elections for Bedford Borough Mayor and area councillors will be held on the 4th of May. A photo ID, such as a driving licence or UK passport, is now a mandatory requirement for voting. Residents can apply for a voter authority certificate at no cost if any of the listed ID types on the Electoral Commissioner's website are unavailable. The deadline for a VAC is the 25th of April. In order to vote, residents will need to register by the 17th of April. Goldington Reading and Recreation Rooms has recently received a generous donation of £500 from house builder Redrow Homes. The funds will provide the community charity which allows local residents to meet and interact with new catering facilities. That's all for this week. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.